We have a statement first that we would like to read. The quiet village of Amityville, Long Island, has been made infamous by a hoax. It will possibly never be the same. It is Long Island's equivalent to Watergate. None of us would be here today if a responsible publisher and author had not given credibility to two liars and allowed them the privilege of putting the word true on a book which is in actuality a novel. None of us would be here today if a responsible publisher and author had done their jobs properly and investigated a story before putting it into print. What has been done, but it is now time for the hoax to give way for the truth. It is time to stop the promotion of lies and half-truths and to begin to tell the facts. It is time to put the doubts to bed. We, Barbara and Jim Cromedy, cannot do this on our own, but you, the media, with the help of the courts and the Catholic Church, you can do it, and you must do it. The credibility of the hoax stems from using a charlatan Catholic priest who has been banned from performing his religious duties by the Diocese of Rockville Center, the equivalent of disbarment to a lawyer. Father Mancuso, by his actions in the book and the movie, has been accomplice in a lie and has made the church, his fellow priests and nuns appear to be foolish and futile. We cannot speak for the church, but as part of the flock, we assume the silence of the church, and stripping Father Mancuso of his right to say Mass, preach, and hear confession speaks for itself. This action should be made clear to the world. This charlatan priest has been involved in a complicity to a lie and therefore deserves no credibility and should be dealt with accordingly. Currently, the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office is conducting an investigation into this hoax, which should shed new light upon this publishing Watergate and produce, hopefully, the truth.